In Buncrana, we're just at the very beginning. So we're planning a meeting, or a public interest meeting, and this is a first step in developing a CFR group in the Buncrana area.
And how important is it to have such a service?
It's very important. Obviously, there's the ambulance service are extremely busy, as well as the hospitals. And when we have volunteers in the community that can respond to life-threatening circumstances, and it provides first aid or stabilising the patient waiting for the ambulance to come. So it's extremely important that we have volunteers within the community to achieve this.
And ultimately, it could be a life-saving response.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, lives are saved within the initial steps are taken, the basic life support from the very start. Early CPR, early defibrillation is what saves lives. You know, and the ambulance can't always be there within them first 4 minutes. So it's very important that people train to become, you know, the general public are trained in good CPR. And then we have volunteers that come along with defibrillators and also good quality CPR.
So for anyone interested, how can they get involved?
There's a group down in Buncrana that is just starting to get established, and I'll lend them a hand with my experience from the Newton Cunningham CFR group and other CFR groups that have helped to start getting on the road. So we're having a meeting. It is on the Monday the 21st. Of August, and it's in the Lake of Shadows Hotel. I think the time is 8 o'clock. If they come along, I'll give a talk on exactly what's expected and what kind of commitments expected, and an idea of what we do as CFR volunteers. And from there, you know, training will be given, you know, for people that are interested in and kind of want to help out and set up the group.